This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new poll from Suffolk University and the Boston Globe shows a substantial number of New Hampshire voters splitting their ticket, with strong support for Democrat Joe Biden for president, Democrat Jeanne Shaheen for Senate, and Republican Governor Chris Sununu. For a closer look at the way voters feel with just 20 days until Election Day, we turn to David Paleologos, director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, which conducted the survey. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So Democratic former Vice President Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump 51% to 41%, with 3% still undecided, according to this poll. Did voters express why they're breaking away from the president?
You know, demographically, the biggest difference that we saw in this poll was among the undeclared voters or the independents. Joe Biden leads by 13 points among independents or undeclareds in New Hampshire, 48 to 35. And looking back to our last poll, which had the race dead even between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Trump won undeclareds by 6 points. So you're looking at nearly a 20-point shift from plus 6 to minus 13 right now.
Was there any evidence that COVID-19 played any role in that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you look at people who said COVID-19 was the most important issue, Biden was winning 6-1. On the flip side, among people who said the economy or jobs was the most important issue, you had Trump winning by a wide margin. But in many of the other issues categories, like bringing people together, healthcare, racism, so many other issues, Biden continues to win among those subsets. And when you add it all up, Biden's got a 10-point lead.
Meanwhile, Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican, leads Democratic challenger Dan Feltes by a comfortable margin, 55 to 31%. So it seems like people aren't necessarily voting according to the letter D or the letter R next to their name. Why are voters supporting the incumbent governor, who is a Republican, but not the incumbent president?
Again, look at independents in New Hampshire, and I'll tell you the winner. And in this case, Sununu, very acceptable to many different voters. He's even winning 1 in 5 Democrats. He's winning 21% of registered Democrats in New Hampshire. So you do have crossover. People will vote for Sununu for governor and Biden. In fact, 1 of every 4 Sununu voters is telling us in this poll that they'll vote for Biden. But among independents, that's really where the needle moves, Democrat or Republican. And Sununu has done a fairly good job of convincing not only independents, but even some Democrats.
The survey also asked about a mask-wearing mandate. You ask people about their feelings on mask mandates, and 50% of respondents said that the governor should immediately issue a mask mandate for public places. Another 9% said the government should wait and see if COVID gets worse before issuing such a mandate. Governor Sununu has resisted a statewide mask mandate from the beginning, and yet he's polling ahead of Feltes. So he's not quite aligning with the voters who say they really want a mask mandate, and yet he's still doing well. What do you make of that?
So among Democrats, 84% say the governor should require a mask mandate, while only 25% of people in his own party. And so therein lies the difference. 25% of Republicans, just a quarter, say that, you know, the governor should require a mask. Now, where the rubber hits the road in New Hampshire is among independents, where 44% say that the governor should immediately require residents to wear a mask, and trends very similar to the statewide votes. So, you know, you have this party differential, and right now it's not sticking to the governor, but there is a sense of urgency among the electorate to get this done so that, you know, you don't experience further tragedy.
People in New Hampshire seem more likely to vote in person, according to your survey, than people in other states. Does that add, in your view, a little more opportunity for surprises on Election Day?
I think it does. It was an amazing statistic because, as you know, New Hampshire doesn't allow in-person early voting. So, you know, when you look at this poll result where, you know, a large majority of people are basically saying that they're going to wait and vote on Election Day. And of course, with same-day registration, that's going to add more volatility. I mean, 65% are saying they're going to vote on Election Day. only 25% by mail-in. And that's barring any unforeseen spike in COVID-19 cases, because you don't want New Hampshire voters to be in a situation where the COVID-19 cases spike and you have all of these voters who are planning to vote at the polls. It might create for a chaotic scenario in 3 weeks.
David Paleologos, Director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.
And you can find a link to the results of the poll at our website, nhpr.org. And while New Hampshire does not have early voting in the way that other states do under normal circumstances, New Hampshire does have absentee voting for anybody who wants to this election due to COVID-19. And in some cases, that means you can walk right into your town hall, request an absentee ballot, and drop it off there after filling it out. If you want more information, check out our voting guide. It's at nhpr.org.